The federal government is facing trouble over one of its key selling points in the election, the National Broadband Network. The Senate has ordered the government to release the business case for the NBN, but the government is refusing to do so before Parliament rises for the year at the end of next week. It has offered the independents and minor parties private briefings on the document next week, but won't publicly release it until December. Not everyone is happy with this arrangement. The Greens communications spokesman, Scott Ludlam, says he'll accept the briefing, but he isn't impressed with the condition that it be confidential. He spoke a short time ago with Chief Political Correspondent Lyndall Curtis.
There's two NBN bills. There's the Telstra separation bill, which is meant to be scheduled for debate today. And there's also the substantive NBN legislation, which they, I think, are intending to move next week. And that's why I think it's remarkable and it's completely unacceptable for the government to have hold of that material while we're debating this stuff and for nobody else to have it in their possession.
Is it possible for you to defer or delay the debate until the document's made public?
It's certainly possible for us to do that. It's risky because the government's on a very short timeline, and that's why I don't understand why they seem to have quite deliberately burnt the goodwill of the people who they will rely on in the Senate and in the House of Reps to pass their bill.
The Greens communications spokesman, Scott Ludlam there. Well, the communications minister, Stephen Conroy, joins us now in our Canberra studio, and he's speaking to Lyndall Curtis.
Stephen Conroy, welcome to AM.
Good to be with you.
Why won't you release the business case while Parliament's still sitting?
Well, it's a 400-page document. We only received it last week. We're in the process of getting a range of briefings. It's a very, very considerable document with lots of complex analysis in it. And we're simply saying we'd like to brief the Cabinet before we release it publicly. And we don't think that's being unreasonable.
But you could brief the Cabinet, say, early next week and still have it out publicly before Parliament rises, couldn't you?
This is a very complex document that requires a lot of attention to detail, as it should. This is a very significant document that goes to the financial viability and demonstrates yet again the financial viability of the National Broadband Network. And it's not a document you can just mull over for a few hours. I've already had a 3-hour briefing on it. I'm scheduled for a 4-hour briefing on it on Friday. So this is actually a very complex document. It's not as simple as I'll just give an hour's presentation about it to the Cabinet colleagues. It's a very weighty and substantial document.
But if you're in a position next week to brief the minor parties and the independents, doesn't that mean you're in a position to release it publicly?
Not at all. What we've offered to the independents and the minor parties is a briefing, but on a very confidential basis. There is information in this document that is potentially market sensitive, and it will be illegal to brief an individual ahead of releasing it to the marketplace unless there are those confidentiality clauses in place. This is not a conspiracy. There are laws that we have to follow, and there are processes of Cabinet which we are following.
Do you think that there will be ramifications for the decisions you have made, that you will upset some senators whose votes you need?
Well, that's why we've offered them briefings. We're ensuring that they have the information they need. But before everybody gets carried away saying this is incredibly important for the bill that's before the Senate, the bill before the Senate does not mention the words NBN. The NBN bill that will be tabled next week is the bill about the NBN. This is about market structure of the existing over the next 8 years. This is about consumer protections, more powers for the ACCC. This is not a bill that is about the NBN. But everyone keeps trying to link it. We're happy to release this information. As the Prime Minister has said, we'll release this information shortly in December. But we're simply going through a proper process, and it is unreasonable to demand that it be released publicly before the Cabinet have even had a chance to consider it.
Would it be a problem for the timing of the NBN for you to have legislation that's going into Parliament, into the Senate this week or next week delayed?
Well, the problem would be for Telstra shareholders. The problem would be for consumers. I mean, every day this bill is delayed means there are higher prices and worse services for ordinary Australians when it comes to broadband. And the ACCC need the powers that this bill gives them to create more competition right now. The NBN will deliver competition once it's being introduced across the country, but that won't be across the country for, you know, completion 8 years. We need more powers. We need less processes able to be manipulated. And this bill is about the market structure today, not about the market structure when the NBN is completed. So people are getting rightfully wanting to know what's in the NBN business case, and we're going to be releasing it, as the Prime Minister has indicated, subject to, you know, commercial and confidence issues.
Do you think, though, that the Australian people, who are effectively going to be shareholders in the NBN, have a right to see the information, a right to have their representatives, the politicians, scrutinise the information while they're also scrutinising legislation?
Well, as I said, the legislation that we've been sitting on for nearly 12 months now does not mention the words NBN, and all of the senators know that. They've all been through many committee inquiries about this. This is not a bill that deals with the NBN. It's a very important bill that is all about consumer protections, more power to the ACCC, and driving prices down through more competition. That's what this bill is about. It doesn't mention the NBN.
Stephen Conroy, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks very much.
The Communications Minister, Stephen Conroy, speaking with our Chief Political Correspondent, Lyndall Curtis.